Now, the 2020 census is about 6 months away, and in Wisconsin, there's new attention on how prisoners get counted. For people incarcerated in Wisconsin, their residence is considered the place where the prison is located. Critics say that amounts to prison gerrymandering, taking resources and representation that belong where the prisoners lived before, often urban centers, and shifting it to less populated rural parts of the state. Ivan Moreno is the Milwaukee correspondent for the Associated Press. He wrote about this. Ivan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, spell it out a little more for us, how the census counts people who are currently incarcerated.
Well, I mean, it's just like you described. Basically, since 1850, the census has had this policy that prisoners are residents of prisons because they fit the definition of their definition of residence, which is where someone sleeps or lives most of the time, regardless of their previous legal residence. So it's been happening for about 170 years, but not really gotten much attention because, you know, the prison population didn't really used to be that big back then. And now in the last couple of decades, of course, we saw an explosion in incarceration rates. And now we're seeing how including prisoners as residents of prisons, how what kind of impact that has when it comes to redistricting and other things.
What are critics saying about the impact this has on the way things like funding and political representation are sent out?
Well, so with political representation, just to give you one example, there were two professors of Villanova University in Pennsylvania that did this study where they took all of the black prisoners around the state and moved them to their prior home in where they lived in Pennsylvania. And what that did is it basically made the districts, and these are statehouse districts, by the way, it made them too big. It exceeded the legal limit for them. So it would have essentially created what they said, at least one more minority majority district. So what this does is when you put prisoners as residents of these rural areas, they essentially inflate the power of the places where they're in prison. And as you know, and as everyone knows, prisons are usually located in rural white Republican areas. So it's basically you're seeing a shifting of power from these urban centers to these more rural communities.
And local population numbers, as judged by the census, can affect different kinds of funding, as I understand it, from state and especially federal governments. Is this enough of a difference that it might influence where money flows?
Yeah, it does impact that, but it's hard to quantify how much of an impact that would have because, you know, there's a lot of different programs and block grants. And of course, some of these towns that house these prisons do legitimately need some aid for like road maintenance, depending on obviously the number of visitors that they get there. But yeah, when you have an undercount of a community and you have programs that disperse money based on a population count, that inevitably reduces the type of aid that they get.
Talking to Ivan Moreno from the Associated Press, the census is just around the corner, and some in Wisconsin, including state lawmakers, are worried about the impact that counting prison inmates as residents of the place where the prison is instead of where they're from can skew things like how we set up our political voting districts. Ivan, you write that there are some state lawmakers who are introducing legislation to try to change that. What are they looking at?
Well, here in Wisconsin, what the pending bill would do is it says that prisoners should be counted as residents of where they were living before they were imprisoned. That's essentially what the bill does. The Speaker of the House is against the bill, so it's pretty safe to say that the bill probably won't go anywhere. This is not just a Wisconsin issue. You have this happening all over the country where states that are controlled by Democrats are passing or proposing legislation to try to make this change. And in fact, there are now six states that forbid counting prisoners as part of a legislative district. New York and Maryland were the first to do that in 2010. And since then, there have been other four other states, the most recently Washington State and Nevada.
The census is required by the U.S. Constitution. It's run by the U.S. Census Bureau. States get to do this. They get to decide where certain people get counted.
I mean, to some extent, what the census did in 2010 is they released this data that they referred to as group quarters, which that would include like dorm rooms and prisons, to help in the case of Maryland and New York be able to move the prisoners to their pre-incarceration address. I mean, it could be obviously a tedious, long process, but at the end of the day, I mean, these states know when someone gets in prison, they know where they used to live. The census is responsible for counting, but they have nothing to do with redistricting. That they leave up to the states.
You talk to some people who are critics of the critics, people who say, no, the way it's working is fine. What were their arguments?
Well, I spoke with a lawmaker in Arizona, and he represents a district that is two-thirds are inmates. So the population there is about 30,000. His argument to me was what I referenced earlier is that these communities incur costs as a result of having a prison there, whether it's emergency services or road maintenance. And he also brought up this kind of counterpoint that this is no different than how the census counts people who are in the country illegally. They are counted as residents of where they live, even though they can't vote, just like the prisoners can't vote while they're incarcerated. And he sees no problem with that. And so he, you know, called it the census as a snapshot in time and sees the system as so far working the way that it should.
Ivan, as we wrap up, you mentioned that this legislation probably won't go anywhere in the state legislature. The census isn't going to probably change this. So at least here in Wisconsin, it's going to work the same this time as it did last time. Is that right?
Well, unless Democrats manage to get control of both chambers of the legislature in November, then they could pass this legislation and it wouldn't be too late for them to do something different the next time the redistricting process comes along in 2021. So, I mean, things could change if Democrats take control.
Ivan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Ivan Moreno, the AP's Milwaukee correspondent. He was with us today to talk about his latest story on the political fight over how to count prison inmates in the 2020 census.